The South African Revenue Service managed to collect 1.216 trillion rand in the last financial year, just missing the target forecast in February's budget. And while personal income tax and VAT were the biggest drivers, Finance Minister Nhlanhla Nene expects VAT to add even more this year, following this month's increase in the rate from 14 to 15%. Well, joining me in studio with more detail is Mark King, and he's Acting Commissioner at SARS. Mark, thanks very much for coming in. So, barely missing the target, but there were a few seasonal factors, such as all the holidays in March. Are you satisfied with the outcome?
Well, firstly, thank you very much that I can be with you, Stephen, and your viewers. Satisfied? I would love to have made target. I think that is expected. We wanted to exceed target. We want to give as much to the minister as possible in terms of doing his job. That makes it easier for him. But given the circumstances and looking at the figures specifically, if we look at specifics, yes, I think we are happy, but I would have been very happy if we had made it fully.
Now, at the end of February, you were on track to meet that target, correct. But as I mentioned, March was a more difficult month.
Yes, it was more difficult, and we saw growth specifically, for instance, in import VAT and etc. in January and February. We did not see the same in March. So that is something that definitely didn't follow through. And just out of interest, if we have a look at how our customs closed 2 days earlier because of the long weekend in terms of what we call the 13th deferment, if we go and calculate that, that could be anywhere up to 1.8 billion that is now going to the next year, which is fine. But it's just, it would have been better if it was in this year, then we would have made target.
As long as you still get the money, I suppose.
We will. We will.
I mean, of course, you were way off the target that was set in February last
correct.
Year, and there are a number of factors for that. One of those is the weak economy. And we have seen a bit of a recovery coming through, and correct. The growth numbers for last year are looking better than expected. This year, even more so. How do you see this year progressing?
Well, obviously, the target for this year is 1.3 trillion. 3.45 to be more exact. So it's a significant increase. I think it's in excess of 10% as we look to the future. It is a hard push, but there are things that we can do. Obviously, we are seeing the economy changing and improving. We want to continue to obviously collect what we have to out of that. But there are things that we can do administratively to ensure that we collect more effectively and efficiently, that we render a better service to our clients, and hopefully through that we can also encourage compliance. We are concerned, we mentioned it this morning, about certain areas that we are seeing a drop in taxpayer compliance. And that is something that we need to actively address to ensure that we do have compliance. Our key concern is specifically the what we call agents' taxes, such as VAT and pay as you earn, where it's collected from people and then not paid over to us. And we're seeing certain segments of the economy utilizing that in cash flow. Now, that is a criminal offense, and we need to address that. But I come back to the issue. We need to educate more. We need to serve better, more professionally. And we believe that compliance will flow if we do get that right.
Do you have the capacity, though, Mark? There has been talk of lots of the brain power at SARS leaving, so you don't have the institutional memory that you once had, perhaps when Praveen Gordhan was the commissioner. Do you have the capacity to actually crack down on the non-compliance?
We have capacity. Have we got sufficient capacity? That's always a challenge. I think it would be wrong of us to say we haven't lost good people. We have lost good people, but we've also gained some good people. Just in the last couple of months, we've employed a person, a CA from the private sector, excellent knowledge of the sector. So it's ongoing issue with the private sector that they're going to be taking our resources, but we will be seeking obviously to draw back in. Now, do we have the capacity and skill? I think we do. We just must make sure that we focus them, target the skill that we have, and obviously we need to also find new skill, and that is through twofold. Obviously internal training, and also putting our people strategically that we can empower people to grow in knowledge. I've been here for 34 years, and you grow through exposure and experience. We need to have a new cadre coming through who have that exposure and experience. We need to develop those skills internally because that's the most cost-effective way of doing it.
To what extent do you think that non-compliance is part of a credibility factor at SARS, and staying with credibility factor, the ability to attract new talent to SARS when it has lost some credibility?
Sure, credibility is something crucial for us, that SARS's image shouldn't be governed by the negative media coverage that we've had in the recent past. We would like to be in the media only for the things of tax and collecting taxes. I don't mind if people also moan at me for delaying a refund, but I don't want to be distracted with side issues. I want to focus on my mandate, which is ultimately trade facilitation and revenue collection. And that's what I want to be in the media. So yes, when we are distracted, it distracts us. Let's be perfectly honest. It distracts people from paying. They think they might withhold. I'm not sure if people are doing that, from doing the right thing. We want to give people the assurance that we are committed to do the right thing at SARS, that people see us doing the right thing firstly, that we go the extra mile, that we show people that we are a credible organization, and we're going to do that. And that is my commitment, that's my executive's commitment. We want to do the right thing and give that credibility back.
Your relationship with the finance minister in Kantlaneni?
Very good. And I've known the minister for a number of years, obviously when he was deputy as well. And I've had a good experience with him over the years, and we have committed over a few meetings that we've had since I was appointed a couple of weeks ago that we will be working very closely, hand in hand, to ensure that we can deliver on our mandate.
Mark, any idea when they're going to appoint a commissioner of SARS, or is this a process that has to play through due to the suspension of Tom Boyani?
Yes, the suspension obviously is a process that's being run out of the presidency, and that would continue as the minister alluded to this morning, and no appointment can take place until that is resolved. And once the appointment, that's obviously the president's prerogative and his mandate in terms of the SARS Act, and we'll wait for when that happens. I'm in an acting position. I have no doubt that that's my role, but I'm going to do the right thing in the time that I have.
And just very quickly, because we are out of time, how smoothly has the transition to the higher VAT rate gone?
So far, so good. We had our first transaction at 5:21 a.m. on Sunday morning with import. Obviously, I've seen some shops charging the wrong rates already, and we'll have that type of thing. Those are teething things that we'll get through in the process, but I've been very encouraged with the retail sector coming out very clearly as to how they're managing the process, where they've got millions of products, they've got to remark, etc. But they put up very visible announcements saying the VAT rate has increased. Beware that some prices on the shelves might differ when you get to the till. They've cooperated fully. We've had engagement with the financial sector with regards to VAT increases, and they've fully committed to the role. I think it's gone well. Obviously, time will tell. The first payments, other than customs duty, which is immediate, will only be at the end of the next month, in the end of May, which we'll start seeing the new increased rate flowing to SARS.
Mark, I have to leave you there. Thank you very much for coming through.
Good being with you.
That's Mark King, Acting Commissioner at the SA Revenue Service.